For the first time in three decades, a new treatment has received FDA approval for bladder cancer. Stephanie Cooper Greenberg and her husband, Erwin, hope many more treatments for this disease will be forthcoming with their establishment of the Greenberg Bladder Cancer Institute at Johns Hopkins.
Bladder cancer does affect men and women. It's four times more prevalent in men than women, and actually they're doing some fascinating research on gender differences. Sadly, it is more lethal in women. A lot of bladder cancer is superficial. Then, if not caught in time, it does advance to muscle-invasive bladder cancer, and then it is a very, very aggressive cancer with an 80% reoccurrence rate. It also happens to be the most expensive cancer to treat.
Bladder cancer is the sixth most common type of cancer, the American Cancer Society reports, with about 75,000 cases each year in the U.S. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.